Choose my PCC. Candidates for the North Wales Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Andy Dunbobbin, Labour and Cooperative Party. Llafur ar Blaid Gyd Weithredol. Anne Griffith, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales. Brian Jones, Welsh Conservative Party candidate. Ymgeisydd Plaid Geidwadol Cymru. Richard Marlborough, Welsh Liberal Democrats, Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol Cymru. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for North Wales. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the North Wales Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Andy Dunbobbin, Labour and Cooperative Party, Llafur ar Blaid Gydweithredol. Election Statement. I am honoured to serve as your Police and Crime Commissioner for North Wales, with my focus firmly being on what matters to you. The past 3 years have gone quickly, with policing, quite rightly, facing immense scrutiny. However, despite national and local challenges, I believe I have effectively led and represented our communities well. As I look again for your support in this election, I will continue to put you, your families, and our communities at the heart of my endeavours. Neighbourhood policing is, and always will be, my top priority, with my focus firmly on preventing crime. In North Wales, overall crime is down 13.5% and performance is up. The recent ONS survey has your police force as the second best in England and Wales for public confidence. The second lowest figure nationally for rates of recorded crime per 1,000 population. This doesn't happen on its own. With Welsh Labour, we have strong, effective and collaborative arrangements in place. The Policing Partnership Board for Wales and Violence Against Women and Girls are excellent examples that support our communities well. My community-orientated police service approach, COPS, has been successful, developing my vision into four strategic pillars. A local neighbourhood policing presence. Supporting victims, communities and business. A fair and effective criminal justice system. A visible and responsible police and crime commissioner. My knowledge and experience have resulted in holding responsibilities such as Chair of Policing in Wales, and PCC lead for several technology initiatives. I would be delighted if re-elected and to continue in making our home the safest place to live, work and visit. This election address has been prepared by Michelle Perfect, 33 Henry Taylor Street, Flint, CH6 5PP. Anne Griffith, Plaid Cymru, The Party of Wales. Election Statement. A strong voice for victims and for justice. My name is Anne Griffith, and I am the Plaid Cymru candidate for the role of North Wales Police and Crime Commissioner. Appointed by Arvon Jones as his Deputy Police and Crime Commissioner, I was responsible for children and young people, modern slavery, domestic abuse, women and justice, professional standards, and anti-corruption. I've worked for 40 years as a professional social worker, /social work manager, across North Wales, in the public and voluntary sector, with all vulnerable groups. I have worked alongside the police and the wider criminal justice system to support victims of crime. Victims of crime explain to me they feel unsupported and let down. My life experience, knowledge, skills, and values mean I understand and commit to improving the criminal justice system for all. If you elect me, I will focus on preventing crime and re-offending by increasing police visibility and accessibility, early intervention and deterrence, and the use of innovative problem-solving initiatives to tackle antisocial behaviour. I will closely scrutinise the police response to violence, coercive control, and stalking towards women and girls, the criminal and sexual exploitation of children and vulnerable adults, and serious and organised crime. I'm currently an independent child protection consultant and executive coach and teach leadership to senior social care managers. My leadership experience and track record equips me to hold the Chief Constable to account, make North Wales Police more effective and efficient, and ensure our rural and urban communities are safe to thrive. Anne Griffith. This statement has been prepared on behalf of the candidate by her agent, Mark Jones, of Saith Street Garallt, Wrexham, LL11 1EH. Contact details. Email Anne Griffith, Plaid Cymru, @gmail.com. Twitter Anne Griff, Plaid. Facebook https://. www.facebook.com/Anne Griffith Plaid Cymru. Brian Jones, Welsh Conservative Party candidate, Ymgeisydd Plaid Geidwadol, Cymru. Election Statement. As Police and Crime Commissioner, I pledge to address the diverse needs of North Wales by prioritising the following. Ensuring that North Wales Police have a minimal drain on their resources and costs when involved with the blanket Welsh Government 20 miles per hour policy, but continue to collaborate with partner agencies and the voluntary sector for safer roads. Support for our farmers combating rural crimes, such as fly tipping, theft of livestock, equipment, along with offering my support against the detrimental actions of the Welsh Government towards the rural community. Antisocial behaviour by using a common sense approach to restore lost respect for our North Wales police force by ensuring that residents can see and have access to police officers in their local communities, schools and other public places more readily than they do now. This will reduce the unacceptable levels of antisocial behaviour that we currently experience. Domestic abuse and violence, which will include coercive behaviour. This will be a priority in my police and crime plan. Online cybercrimes, i.e. abuse/hate crimes, along with fraud and scams, by ensuring up-to-date technology is available. Organised crime groups in relation to county lines. Child sexual exploitation through a coordinated approach with other police forces and the National Crime Agency. Formal coordinated shoplifting policy between the police and major retailers. Every one of you is important to me, and to recognise this, I will hold regular surgeries throughout the region to ensure that I am working for you and, more importantly, with you to make North Wales a safer place for all our residents and visitors. This election address has been prepared by Bernard Gentry, CCHQ, North Wales, First Floor Commodore House, Abergele, LL22, 8LJ. Contact details. Email brian.jones@northwalesconservatives.org.uk. Facebook, fb.com/BrianJones for North Wales PCC. Richard Marlborough, Welsh Liberal Democrats, Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol, Cymru. Election statement. Policing priorities in North Wales should reflect the diversity of the needs of North Wales. I live in Mould, in the east of North Wales, but I will be a police and crime commissioner for all of Flintshire, Wrexham, Denbighshire, Conwy, Gwynedd and Anglesey. Rural crime is an issue for North Wales and should be a focus, but two other issues I will prioritise are issues for all of us across Wales. The first of those issues is violent crime that affects women and girls. As your police and crime commissioner, I will put in place community safety projects and set it as a police priority to make women and girls feel safer across our communities. Women should feel safe inside their homes and out on the town, and every girl should grow up without fear that their gender puts them at risk. It is not acceptable that prosecution rates are as low as they are, and that women do not feel able to see cases through to a conclusion. The Police and Crime Commissioner has a vital role and a duty to make North Wales feel and be safe for women and girls across the region. My other priority issue is that too many people in our community are affected by cybercrime. Scams and breaches make the news, but we too often forget the people behind the keyboards. With a professional background in data protection, I am well placed to guide priorities in this area, and I will put in place schemes to help prevent these crimes and to support victims of them. Every Liberal Democrat vote in this election is a vote to push these priorities forward. Address prepared by Michael O'Carroll, agent, at the Temperance Hall, Talon Green, Malpas, SY14 7LL. Contact details. Email richard@richardmarbro.wales. Website https://www.libdems.wales. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for North Wales. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in North Wales. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in North Wales on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Dunbobbin, Andy, Labour and Cooperative Party, Llafur a'r Blaid Gydweithredol, Griffith, Anne, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales, Jones, Brian, Welsh Conservative Party candidate, Ymgeisydd Plaid Geidwadol Cymru, Marlboro, Richard, Welsh Liberal Democrats, Democratiaid Rhyddfrydol Cymru. I can be contacted at Ian Bancroft, Guildhall, Wrexham, LL11 1AY. https://www.wrexham.gov.uk/service/current-vacancies/police-and-crime-commissioner-election-may-2024. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.